855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. The show is interactive, just like the website. You can go to the website and link to stories or blog posts or whatever you want to. And people vote up your entries, vote them down. You can do the same with other folks. It's freetalklive.com. Quite interactive. So it's Mark with you.
And Jason.
Michelle should be showing up here shortly. There's a story that has been getting a lot of play on Facebook because the picture is just so shocking. The picture I've seen is of five bearded men lined up in different mug shots, each one of them in the same shirt with the same vest on. These are Amish men. Amish men in Kentucky, Mayfield, Kentucky. Apparently, Mose Yoder stood, this is from courier-journal.com, Mose Yoder stood in Graves District Court Monday afternoon, rested his bearded chin in his hands, and awaited the question from Judge Deborah Hawken Crooks, a judge named Crooks. How interesting. She told him he owed $158 in fines and court costs for refusing to display a bright orange and red safety triangle in the back of his horse-drawn buggy. "Mr. Yoder, do you intend to pay that amount?" she asked. He shook his head silently, and she sentenced him to 4 days in the county jail. In all, Crooks sentenced nine Amish men. In all, Crooks sentenced nine Amish men.
Actually, ten, I think. One was released on bail because he has a sick child.
I see.
So nine are actually incarcerated.
And Michelle has shown up here. And 10 days in jail, beginning late Monday night for their refusal to pay fines on religious grounds. The men said that paying fines would amount to complying with a law that they believe violates their religious strictures against wearing bright colors or trusting in man-made symbols for their safety. "I don't think it's right to put somebody in jail for practicing their religious belief, but that's what we'll do if that's what it takes to abide by biblical laws," one of the men, Levi Zook, said before the hearing, which was held in the courtroom packed by dozens of Amish men, women, and children. As it turned out, a friend of the defendants, John Villa of Paducah, paid Zook's fine so he could care for an ailing son with cerebral palsy, one of his seven children. "God has laid it on me to do so," Villa said afterward, but the other eight were to report to jail at 11 p.m. Monday. Eli Zook, who was sentenced to 4 days, said he had to arrange everything from care for his family to having someone milk his cow. Crooks imposed the sentences after the Kentucky Court of Appeals in June denied the defendants' appeal of their misdemeanor convictions. The length of their sentences varied depending on the amount of their fines and court costs, which ranged from 148 to more than 600. The men belong to an especially strict sect known as the Old Order Schwarzentruppers. Yeah, actually, I've heard this term. Other Amish groups, including another that also lives in the Western Kentucky court, do comply with the safety requirement. And this is one thing that people don't understand about Amish. They think Amish are all the same, and it's absolutely not true. Every church has their own little rules. Some of the churches will only allow rectangular windows in the back of their buggies, where others can have ovular. This is a big deal in Amish communities. Ovular windows in the back of your horse-drawn buggy can be, you know, I mean, in some cases they believe this is the difference between hell and
oh, come on, that
I'm
is an exaggeration. That is not true.
I live with an old order Amish, an ex older order
a
Amish
Mennonite.
Atheist. He is not a Mennonite, although that is. It may sound from his name that that's what he is.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, they absolutely do believe that you're going to go to hell for having these kind of earthly...
Okay, and I stand corrected. I guess it was nine, and then eight were incarcerated instead of ten, and nine were incarcerated. But the point is that, you know, if they're going to stand by... if the court is going to stand by the law, then the court has to respect the fact that people have religious freedom in this country.
It's
according to that law.
Well, the courts apparently don't. The appeals court decided that wasn't the case. And, you know, I mean, at this point, you can say that religious freedom means anything, but it's my religious freedom that I kill my wife if she cheats on me.
That violates natural law.
Violates your opinion on natural laws. But, I mean, you know, this is where we get into the sort of statutory issues. Lawyers that, you know, especially the ones in black muumuus, believe that we have to write all this crap down in order to have a safe society. I think it's disgusting. I think that there should be some kind of leniency. I don't think they should have passed this law in the first place, but... And this isn't over. These Amish people aren't going to put this this triangle on the back of their vehicle just because some of them spent 8 or 9 days in jail.
So is the state looking at it as a safety issue then?
Yes.
Demanding they have something bright and reflective
yes.
on their vehicles? And...
Much in the same way that when you have something that extends beyond, you know, the cab of your vehicle, that you put a little flag on it, you know, if it's, I think, beyond 2 feet beyond your vehicle or something like that, or if you're a slow moving vehicle. And so that is the argument, is that the buggies are slow moving vehicles. So do you need something other than the horse-drawn carriage to indicate that it's going to be moving slower than the cars?
Well, Amish people get squished on a per capita basis far, far more often than regular folks. The traffic fatalities among the Amish community is extraordinarily high.
Okay, I was going to ask that question.
Because they don't have the advantages of, you know, these big bumpers and having several thousand pounds of steel wrapped around them. Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Amish people have been dealing with and putting up with in their community for quite some time.
But also people that drive into these Amish cart and buggies, you know, their safety is at risk also. So I hate to say it, but I'm a little sympathetic. If they're going to be using the roads, then they want to make sure that they're doing so in a safe manner. I don't necessarily appreciate the state coming in and throwing people in cages for doing this, but I don't know. What's a good solution for them not to use the roads, for them to take their horse and buggy on the side of the road? And
it doesn't work. Most of the time they use back roads, mm-hmm. which has its advantages and disadvantages, but they try to stay off the main highways, and they do stay over as far as they can, but, you know, a horse and buggy isn't much, it's almost as wide as a car. It's probably as wide as a Volkswagen.
I would love to hear from someone in the audience that's from a farm and that has grown up riding on streets and highways, you know, farm vehicles that are traveling underneath. Okay, do you recall there being a triangular
yep.
shaped bright?
We had lights
reflector
and
on the back of
lights
yours.
And reflectors on the back of our old farm tractor. And mostly the triangle is for twilight and nighttime, you know, travel. I didn't take the tractor out onto the road during that time frame, but. These, you know, mostly Amish stay off the roads at night. This is just, I mean, this is why they do it. They tend to be in tighter knit communities, so they go to town during the day or something like that with the horse and buggy. They may go over to a friend's house just a little bit on the road for a little while, but not too far inside their own communities. But they're not usually going. They're not heading out to the bar and wrapping up, you know, the horse to a post there and then drinking until one and then driving back drunk.
So when I have had all my vehicles taken and I'm simply riding a horse or taking a buggy to and from my place in Dublin, should I put an orange reflector triangle on the back of me?
I think you should do everything you can to keep yourself safe
yeah.
if you're you know, if you're on the road.
The orange hair flying in the wind is not going to
yes,
be enough.
That's going to have a right to it.
I think that this is a very tough situation for people to be put in. It's a shame these guys shouldn't be put in jail. They should have been giving suspended sentences, in my opinion, but there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to make these guys comply. They're not going to comply.
Good for them. And are they asking the state or any other government agency to to change other people's behavior in order to accommodate them?
Not at all.
Oh, so they're letting other people live the way they want to. They're not trying to force anyone else into their box.
Nope. I guess the, you know, probably the very worst thing that these guys are doing to people is, you know, the chance that you hit them, kill them, their family, and their horse, that you have that kind of emotional weight on your soul for the rest
of
your life.
Guess you ought to be a little bit more aware of how you drive.
I'm sorry. I mean, I've come around the corner on one of these horse and buggies, and I know what it's like. There's no noises, there's no lights, you just don't know what's going on. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You can also listen in just about any way you'd like to listen to Free Talk Live. There are all kinds of options. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can see that we have telephone lines that you can call and listen, and listen lines. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, satellite options, XM and free-to-air, more than 100 great radio stations, and the live streams at freetalklive.com. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about getting gold and silver, whether you want to get it for a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. We make it easy for you. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Got some common gold pieces there that and silver pieces so that you can get precious metals into your hands for the use of the way you want to use them. And you can comparison shop with other places. Make sure you get the best price. And you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com. So, guys, let's continue with this story here from CourierJournal.com. I know Raw Story reported on this also. All the men, this is the Amish men, were convicted for failing to comply with a state law requiring the safety emblems on slow-moving vehicles. This is their horse-drawn carriages and then orange and yellow triangle, or orange and red triangle that they...
No, they did wear reflective tape, though.
Is that so?
Yeah. So they just didn't, want to use the triangle because for them that is a symbol of the Trinity, and so they do not use triangle-shaped things for secular activities, and they didn't want brightly colored clothes and things, but they did have reflective tape that they put on themselves.
So you're telling me that the state could have mandated a orange and red reflective square, and they would have gone for it?
Well, the idea that...
Then the state really should make options.
The idea that the state is holding to the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law is rather, you know, it's...
I don't know that I haven't seen that in either of the stories that I read, but that doesn't make that doesn't mean it's not true. They were very specific that this was a triangle that the state wanted, and these triangles are common things. They're on the back of a lot of different vehicles, especially tractors and stuff like that. The one thing I think about this is it's unlikely that a car driver is going to die in the in an impact with an Amish buggy. Chances are much higher that they're going to die, that horse and everybody's going to die. So I kind of feel like...
I just think that's crazy.
I absolutely think that
what you're saying is crazy. I've lived in several horse communities where, you know, San Diego, California, Nashville, Tennessee, where horses and moving vehicles coexist, and I've never heard of an accident. And these are cars, like, I used to ride in Rancho, and there was a Ferrari that drove by. Now my horse did buck me and you know, giddy up.
Most of the horse people will be on horses, and they're going to walk along the side of the road, whereas the buggies stay on the road. And these horses, I mean, and the buggies are wider. Also, many times these Amish people are in more rural communities where the roads are curvier, as opposed to where my experience is that people ride horses is generally on straighter roads. You know, I mean, one takes one's life in one's hands when one goes out on a road and with a horse, but...
I think, agree that you cannot, you know, legislate for people's safety and security at the expense of liberty.
It depends on the... I think it depends on
where
the liberty.
Where is Ian? I want him back.
Well, it seems like the Amish have a highly regulated society in their own right. I mean, they can't use triangles, for example, or ovals or things like that. So... They don't have a problem with regulation. They just have a problem with man-made regulation.
They have a problem with...
No, it's man-made regulation.
They have a problem with regulations that are not voluntary.
They
can choose to leave the Amish community if they do not want to.
It's a great example, Michelle, of how when two communities collide, what the problems can be like. And how one... And you know, what ways... These, you know, what things have to be done in order to make these, these compromises happen.
The Amish aren't asking for the world to change.
Nope, they're not. But as has been pointed out, there is a level of danger with slow moving vehicles on the road. I mean, a lot of places just don't let slow moving vehicles on the road. So the fact
My grandmother had her license revoked when she was like 79 or something. She drove her car, never been had a ticket, never been in an accident, and she drove to church every day, and she went
every day.
Every day she went to church. Yep, went golfing twice a week, had her bridge, did the grocery shopping, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, she was, and she was living in Eugene, Oregon, and there was a terrible, terrible rainstorm, and she was driving 40 miles an hour in a 50, and she was pulled over. And the cop said, "You're driving under the speed limit." She said, "Of course I am. It's dangerous out. You know, you can hardly see." And he said, "You can't see?" And she said, "Well, I can see, but, you know, I can't see very well, so I'm driving." So she went to court to fight this ticket. And the judge said, "I don't care if you think you can see well or not. You're so old, you shouldn't be driving." And took her driver's license away.
Wow.
So she had never been in an accident. She'd never caused harm to anyone. There was just this presumption that because she was old, and here she was exercising discretion. The law said that you can go 5 miles an hour under the speed limit, not 10, even though she needed to be going 10 miles an hour under the speed limit in order to drive safely.
It also talks about conditions. I mean, I do this. I can't tell you how many times on the way home I'm in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and I slow down to 35 or 40 because of the snow or the rain or whatever. I'm not going to be going out there when I can't see 30 or 40 feet, you know, in front of me. You have to slow down. You never know when Bigfoot's going to step out in the middle of the road.
Or in New Hampshire, a moose or a bear.
I didn't see a moose or a bear. I saw a Bigfoot on the way home, Jason. They have appealed to the state Supreme Court, which has not decided whether to hear the cases. Crooks noted, Crooks isn't a bunch of crooks, Crooks is the name of the judge, noted that the defendants already had two chances with appeals denied at the Graves Circuit Court level as well as the appellate court. She said, "If I have my preferences, these cases would not be in front of me, but I don't get to pick and choose the cases that I hear." You do get a certain level of discretion, Ms. Crooks, and I would say that waiting until the Supreme Court made a ruling one way or the other probably would have been the way to go. I would also, she has the opportunity to kick this back and call the law unconstitutional if the law specifically says a triangular reflective plate as opposed to a reflective plate of some sort. I mean, there should be at the very least, several choices. If the problem is of the Amish people, they don't like triangles, okay, let's let them make their own squares or circles or octagons or whatever they want to make. Octagons may not work out for stop sign purposes. But, you know, I mean, there's a myriad of things out there. Let's put up a tetrahedron on the swirling on the top of their, you know, buggy. I don't care. As long as we've got something going
on. Kitty tassels.
Are you talking about pasties?
Yeah.
I for the horse?
You should say anything.
Well, it's got to be in back. As long as they can make them
You're
spin.
Getting awfully wound up there, Mark, you know.
Crooks said that I see the point as far as having something reflective on the back. And you said they had reflective tape. And,
yeah.
You know, that sounds good. I would like to see more reflective tape. I don't know. I mean, they don't like bright colors, though, so maybe they... I don't know. I mean, on the two stories I've read, I didn't hear this little fact that you... Factlet that you popped in. 855, 453. What do you think? Am I completely wrong here? Is Marcus Statis?
Can someone please call me and tell me
this? Mark the fascist. 855-450-3733.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And you know, it's not good for you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some accounts, Vaporsmiths.com. They make a vaporizer that you can take with you, battery-powered. It's well-made, nice and heavy, has a big vaporizer in it, so you get a nice a pull from the device. And you can get one for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. 40 cartomizers are the things that contain the nicotine. And you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. So all you have to do is call Vaporsmiths. Excuse me, go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Say, you know, this is the smoking of the new millennium. And, you know, folks, you can smoke anywhere when you, just about anywhere when you do this, and it makes life a lot easier for you. Okay, so, Jason, I guess there were some events on Central Square. I think we're done with our Amish Outlaw story here, unless anybody calls in and has some new information or way to look at it.
Yeah, or new ideas about how we can solve this problem without getting the state involved.
I think that really what the state should mandate instead of this triangle that the Amish consider a religious symbol is it's like a reflective Baphomet or perhaps a pentagram.
Now, I would think you atheists would just think that Charles Darwin's, you know, is going to take care of this just fine. If they don't use reflective tape, then they're going to get their brains splattered all over the ground. And, you know, they're happy because they go to heaven. And y'all are happy because you don't have to deal with them anymore. And so live and let live. Or in this case, live and let die.
So atheists want people to die in horrible, disfiguring deaths, including their horses. Is that what you're saying, Michelle Seven? Okay, so Mark, you asked about Central Square.
You're so naughty, Jason Tal. You are. You remind me of Puck.
A Puck?
Puck?
I know I've heard
do
the
we
name.
Have to, do we have to discuss? We're not going to talk about Shakespeare next segment.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, look forward to that, everybody.
You're a satyr, apparently. The equivalent, by the way, to nymphomania in males is satyrism.
Oh.
But we digress.
It's not as sexy, I can assure you. Not nearly. It'll kill a conversation in a second, apparently.
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, there we go. So, for the fourth week in a row, we had Free Speech Friday in Central Square, and we were able to have Derek join us. We bailed him out. Actually, he bailed himself out. His father sent money to a Western Union, and myself and some other liberty activists picked it up this morning. It took several hours once we got to the jail, but eventually he was released. He was released in time.
Why did it take so long? Do you believe it was some kind of, was on purpose or what?
Well, at first they went through the list of all the bondsmen and they said, they're not interested in paying the $40 fee. So they said it's going to be about 4 or 5 p.m. until somebody's going to come and help you out. So some activists decided to chip in the $40.
So they're just being douches.
They were
The bondsmen get $40 for coming, and if they don't get their $40, then why do they come? I mean, one has to ask question.
Why is that position there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a bad position, but that's not paying the $40 really isn't going to make it go away.
Well, it's not going to get our friend out in time. Yeah. So we thought he had spent enough time there. So anyway, we got him out. He gave a really nice talk, and his spirits are high. If we didn't bail him out, then he was going to have to stay in that cage until January. So
yeah, this is how long it's going to take for his little case to go to court, right?
Right. That would be his trial, and then if he was found guilty, it would have been time served, and if he's found innocent, then, hey, sorry about all that time you spent in a cage.
Well, I don't know how it's going to turn out. You never know how these things are going to go. But there's, if he goes to a jury trial, he's going to have one heck of a time pleading innocent, not guilty.
Well, and he's going to get to face his one accuser. I saw that on the video. I don't know. For people who haven't seen the video, you can go to either Adam Kokesh or Jason Talley TV, right?
Yeah, you can go to Talley.tv or cdevolution.org for these videos. And so I took a live stream, and people complained about the quality of the videos I was taking. Kokesh brought out his brand-new camera. It's the first video that he released ever since leaving Russia today. And just did a really fantastic job.
It is a great video.
And
production values are great.
You were talking to Mark about being in front of a jury. This is the kind of video that you want in front of a jury. You have people singing, Give Peace a Chance. You have, keen law enforcers putting their hands on a peaceful person just for possession of cannabis. And so hopefully we can get the jury to nullify. I don't even know if it's won before a jury because it's just, what is it? It's just a misdemeanor charge.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be able to use the. I think they're probably more likely to use the raw footage in court. But what you were talking about, Michelle, is there appears to be this old drunken bum or something at the very end of it saying, "I'm the one who was a victim of Derek's crime. I'm the one." And I mean, I think he keeled over at the end. Right. I don't even know what was going on there. I mean, it was really bizarre. It was a strange way to end up the video. Yeah. Somebody claiming that he was a victim of Derek smoking marijuana.
Right, this guy who doesn't really seem to have much of a presence there, but yet all these kids who were getting balloon animals done for them and by Dwight, a the Balloon Man of New Hampshire. And I guess I wasn't there, but I think it appeared from all the pictures and the video that I saw that there were all sorts of walks of life out there, and they were all having a good time. They were all commingling and coexisting, and it seemed very peaceful. And the one cop seemed not upset by Derek pulling it out initially.
Yeah, you know. Derek was no threat to anybody. As a matter of fact, it was a cool moment. You can't see this in Kokesh's video, but it's in one of my live streams on Tally.tv, where, you know, one thing that we're trying to emphasize with Central Square and all over, but specifically Central Square, is let's be peaceful. You know, that's the one place where we want the community to come together. So, you know, we asked everybody, can we commit to being peaceful? And if you can commit to that, let's raise our hands. And so I have a shot of, like, everybody raising their hands except for employees of the Keene Police Department. they couldn't possibly raise their hand that they were going to be peaceful, because they knew that they were going to have to commit aggression if they were going to enforce the New Hampshire state law, which is that cannabis, something that grows from the ground, is a prohibited substance, and you'll get time in a cage for that.
So, anything else happened today that was worthy of pointing out? Derek was there?
Well, so, yeah, it was the fourth Free Speech Friday in a row, and they did send cops there because it happened after 4:20. And so Keene Police Department has been sending law enforcement. But the last 2 days, there have been a more successful 4:20 celebration with no arrest.
So what do you mean by successful? How's it going?
Well, I mean, so successful meaning no arrest, as opposed to the day before where Derek was arrested and they had 8 cops around there, a heavy presence. But the fact of the matter is, not just Keene, but governments can't afford this war on drugs if you're going to have people that are going to constantly resist it. It's going to make them bankrupt. So they can't afford to send their entire shift out every single time there's a 4:20 celebration, especially in Keene.
Yeah, so are people smoking at 4:20 while cops are standing around?
Well, Derek did a good job of distracting all the cops on that 4:20.
So he did.
They were on him, and so other people went to different corners of the park and smoked. And then yesterday there was definitely smoking, and today as well. And they just didn't have the manpower to crack down on it.
Interesting. So why did they want to come out on that particular day, the day that they took Derek in a few days ago?
The city of Keene had a meeting in one of their government buildings about what we're going to do about Central Square.
And Central Square has kind of changed from the time frame where, you know, they were just doing 4:20, is that apparently there's more activity there. You know, they're claiming that gangs are hanging out, the Juggalos or whatever they're saying are hanging out in the park. Is that right?
Well, there are members of the Juggalos. Some are nice, some not so much, but there's gang activity. The Blue Light Gang is there, has established a presence.
Oh, yeah. Often. Yes, they have. 855-450-3733.
I'm so not hip.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
That's right, folks. That one goes out to the Amish Outlaws in Paducah, Kentucky. You guys keep on rocking it like it's 1699. So.
I bet you, though, that a lot of those guys are pretty good in the sack because there's not really much. There's not really much to do, you know.
You gotta
develop the skills. You know, there would not be the complaint that there is within the Liberty community. You know, y'all just don't get out because you're too busy online. That's just not a problem.
No.
They're not playing video games, so it's like they're going to play doctor. It's, you know, hands-on experience.
You like that beard thing they got going on? You know, the whole just under the...
It could tickle.
Just, yeah, there you go. Michelle. The markets have been doing some really strange things recently. Folks are expecting, you know, green shoots. It looks like the green shoots have turned brown and died. And you are a bit of an expert on this. You make your living doing this. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I'm a financial trader. I haven't made any money in the last couple of years because I dumped a six-figure trading account when the IRS levied my property. So I'm just now starting back up again. Did you hear that, IRS? I'm going to be making money again, so you can just keep coming after me.
So, what are your thoughts on what's going on? What are you got any advice for people?
I'm shorting the market. Yeah, I don't have much hope that we're going to see the S&P back up around 1500 until it goes down to like 600.
Okay.
I imagine that most, probably 60 to 70% of what's currently makes up the S&P will be non-existent within a couple years.
So people that are sitting with 401ks and IRAs, can they follow your advice in any way?
You know, there. What you can do is you can have your 401k traded into bear funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hold mutual funds. And so hopefully you have enough of a handle on that you could, you know, ask for bear funds. So such as like URPIX with ProFunds is an ultra bear fund that is long the market short.
Okay.
So in any case, so you would make money as the S&P went down. But, you know, one of the things that I love and I find really exciting about bear markets, you know, people are always so afraid of the market going down. Well, the market expands and it contracts. And in order for there to be growth, there has to be this expansion and contraction, kind of like a heartbeat or having a baby or whatever. In order for there to be movement extending outward, there has to be this expansion and contraction. So what happens in a contraction is that people become more conservative, and savings increases,
right,
and people begin to make better and more prudent choices and decisions about where they invest their money.
This is happening at my house. I mean, you know, we've gone from, you know, I went from, you know, an advertising executive in Sarasota, Florida, driving around a little black sports convertible sports car and, you know, spending everything I made to now I live out in the woods and have my own garden and, you know, we're spending as little as possible and,
right,
and all that stuff.
Right.
But a lot of times when people would make more conservative financial decisions, wouldn't they go to like treasury bonds and government type investments?
Munis.
Well, you know, historically, I don't really know. I haven't actually paid attention in that sense to what herds do. You know, I trade according to technical trading, not fundamental trading. So, quite frankly, I don't really care what's happening out in the world. It doesn't affect my decision as far as trading. I just look at waves and you know, it's kind of like Elliott wave analysis, but not exactly. In any case, the idea of expansion contraction, though, what you see when the market contracts is, as you said, Mark, you become more conservative in things. And with that, the cream rises to the top. So does the scum. But,
scum,
you know,
and cream. Yeah. Excellent.
And so one thing that I noticed today, I saw this great interview between John Stossel and Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
It was absolutely hysterical because they were talking about economics. And Bill O'Reilly didn't know who Keynes was. He's like, Keynes.
Well, I got that name wrong early on, too. But, yeah.
He didn't even know who the guy was.
Okay.
You probably know who he is.
Yeah. I know who I know who Maynard Keynes was. But, I mean, you know, when I started doing this job 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago or whatever it was, I didn't.
Yes, but I'm not
Bill O'Reilly.
Right, exactly. Offering up your opinion on economics and the Federal Reserve and United States economic policy the way he does and with the kind of authority.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get back to it here. Let's get to, is this Tommy in Scotland?
Yeah.
Hello? Who's this?
Yes, I'd like to talk about Israel.
You'd like to talk about Israel? What would you like to say?
My question is the following. Why does many American libertarians have a kind of hostility toward Israel?
Why do some libertarians in America have an affinity towards Israel?
No, hostility.
Hostility towards Israel.
Why? Yes, because I've seen an example of this in a website, Cafe Hayek, where the guy, it's about economics, the website, but one day they posted something that was pro-Israel, and the guy just had more than 250 comments, basically insulting him and very derogatory. So
we've got a really bad connection here, but I'll give you, I'll take it off the air and tell you what we think here. I think that first off, that when you're going to find in libertarian communities is often a hostility towards governments in general. Specifically, when you're talking about Israel, you're talking about a situation where you've got an ongoing war, essentially a sort of cold war, warm war with Palestine. And it's no doubt that both sides are going to create situations where people have opinions on that. The idea that they're stopping food and building materials from getting into Palestine, I think that that's not really acceptable. That's what Israel's doing. They'll often just decide, we're going to put a new community in here and we're going to move out all the Palestinians. This has happened. These settlements, they occur and they just knock down people's houses and build up newer houses and put Israelis in them. This is a way that they're sort of expanding their country, and it's they're using it as a way to go after folks. That they don't like and they don't agree with, and I think that that's wrong. They're not respecting humans and their sort of human right to live on land that they've been relegated to.
Yeah, I would say that my biggest problem with the state of Israel is that it's a state, but it was just decided that it was going to be there and to displace the people that already lived there, the Palestinians.
Some, yeah.
And I find that wrong. I also don't care for the United States government to be sending them money so that they can, at times, do really bad things.
Well, not only that, the United States doesn't have any money to send. The United States steals from people.
Really in the red.
Right.
Right. The United States steals from people to take their money. Yeah. So imagine if you're in the United States and you're Palestinian, and your home and your family is being stolen. You're working to pay for the United States government to give Israel money to have your home destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through. I was in Israel and Palestine. I passed through one of the checkpoints to go to the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, which I believe is in Palestine, and. You know, there's a marked and distinct difference between being in Israel and being in Palestine. One of them looks like you're in suburban New Jersey. The other one looks like you're in a war zone. There's a distinct difference. But there were people that were trying to get through the checkpoint that couldn't go through because they were Palestinian. I just went right through as an American. That's discrimination, mm-hmm. The Israeli government discriminates against people of Arab descent that are citizens, they're second-class citizens in. I mean, the fact is, of the matter is the Israeli government is bigoted. They treat people that are not the nationality that they think they should be differently. There was a situation where an Israeli Arab citizen decided to proposition this girl. She went out and went off and had sex with him, thinking that he was Jewish. And when it turned out that he wasn't Jewish, they charged him with rape.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have been Jewish, like her decision was whether he was Jewish or not, and the court decided, well, since he portrayed himself as being Jewish, and he didn't even say I'm Jewish, he just had some name that was kind of a Jewish nickname, and they charged him with rape. That's wrong. It's bigoted. And that goes on. It's institutional in the Israeli government. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today? The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.